531. With lockdown extended in Auckland, the Mental Health Foundation is sharing its newest campaign, Meh Time to Me Time, encouraging Aucklanders and all New Zealanders to take some time every day that's just for themselves. Mental Health Foundation Chief Executive Sean Robinson says that they've noticed that this lockdown has been a lot harder on people than others. Sean joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Kia ora, Sean, and thank you as always for your time.
Warm Pacific greetings, John. Thanks for having me.
Now, Sean, firstly, more about the Meh Time to Me Time campaign and how it works.
Basically, we grabbed together some funding to try and reach out to the Pacific community and particularly and to the Auckland community. Because, we're in our coming up to a month in lockdown. It's our fifth lockdown in Auckland, and that's pretty meh, and people are struggling. And what we're trying to do is get people to think about this a little bit differently. This is a time when we can maybe focus on some of our well-being things we can do for ourselves. They're actually things we should be doing all the time, but we really need to do them, especially at times when we're under pressure. And we know everybody's experiencing lockdown differently. So some people are on their own and isolated. Other people are with their whānau, their family, their extended family. For some, that's really great. For some people, that's a real pressure. So we've got many people in the Pacific community who are essential workers, who are at that sort of front line. And, that's really stressful as well. So there's just lots of tips and hints of things that people can do every day that can help to kind of lift our spirits. That's really what the guts of well-being is, So we're just trying to give people those kind of tips, those kinds of hints, get them thinking about being in lockdown differently and support them as much as we can.
Sean, give us, a few, just off the top of your head.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Look, this is maybe a chance to again, it's going to be different for different people. If you're an essential worker, you're going to be hard out. You're going to be really busy, I'm working 10, 12 hours a day a lot of time at the moment, so I know about this stuff too. Just take some moments, even if it's a kind of moment in the lift, going to another floor. Do some deep breathing, take one of the things I do is I really try to notice what's going on with spring, even if it's just a few moments, just sort of pause, have a look at a tree in the car park or, in your garden. Maybe you get, if you're on your own, maybe it's a time to actually really get into knitting or, yoga online or learning some waiata or some dance or whatever. I know there are churches that are doing online services. Look to be creative, reach out to people too. We are designed to be social beings. We're designed to connect to one another and to support one another. And it's not only good for the people we support, it's good for us. I have been reminding myself kind of every day, who do I know out there who might be on their own or who I haven't got to see for a while or who was already facing some difficulties before this happened, and just flick them a text sort of going, how are you going? It doesn't have to be a big, deep and meaningful. It's just making that connection. And I'll tell you what, I really hope it's good for them, and some of them tell me it is, but I know it's good for me. I feel like I've done a good deed. I've done a good thing, and that boosts my own, mental well-being. So there are lots and lots of little things you can do. It doesn't have to be big. I've taken up a challenge, 30 days of yoga online, and I don't do it every day. Sometimes I miss it, but, and it's only like 10 minutes every day, but it's just those little things that can make the difference. Learning a new song on the guitar, spending a bit more time with your kids. There are lots of ways we can turn this around. If you're on your own and you can't get outside into nature because it's raining, it's like take some photos out the window, you know, with your phone. We really need to kind of reframe this as much as we can. So I turn our heads around and go, what can we do that's positive today?
Awesome. Cool. If I'd known about the yoga thing, I would have asked you to, you know, to get, what is it, show us a downward dog. Show us your downward dog there. But that's all right.
Yeah. My broga version. Yeah.
Your broga.
I'm not showing you my downward dog for love nor money, John.
No, that's all right. Now, Sean, with regards to, I understand that the campaign was launched a little while ago. What has been the response and feedback with regards to the campaign?
Yeah, look, it's really only, we got it off the ground within the first week of lockdown, so it's been going about 3 weeks. Look, what's really clear, because it's pretty interactive, we get a lot of it's through social media, and so we get a lot of messaging back and people telling us how they're going. We get a lot of really positives, like, this is awesome, you know, you guys really always know the right thing to say to encourage me and lift my spirits, you know, and I love reading those kinds of things. We are getting a lot of people who really are struggling too. And, you know, we've deliberately, you know, we realise the Pacific community, the South Auckland community, you know, the Pacific community across Auckland is right in the thick of it. And so we have got Pacifica people working with us to make sure that it reaches into those communities. And, yeah, we are noticing more people from the Pacifica communities who are really struggling, you know, who are doing it tough. And so we do try where we can to, you know, if people are really struggling, we try to encourage them to reach out for help to agencies. But again, you know, there's a lot of things we can do for ourselves. We can care for ourselves, you know, and I live with bipolar disorder. So, you know, I'm facing the challenge of managing, you know, a lifelong struggle with mental health. And this stuff works. I'm not just talking about it from theory. You know, when I'm starting to feel bad, and I do have times of depression and anxiety, you know, and when I feel those happening, or if I just do feel a bit meh, I kind of go through and I think, what am I not doing? Or what could I be doing to help with this? And sure, I take medications every day, but they're not going to make the difference. I still need to do these things. Like, I need to do that yoga today, man. I need to do some downward facing dogs. I need to get out and go for a walk. You know, it's been raining for 2 days and I've been working long hours, but today I've got to make sure I get out there and go for a walk, whether it's raining or not, you know. I need to contact friends. I need to make sure I take some time to be with my kids, which is a big bonus of them being home. So it really works, is I guess what I would say to people. But we do know that the community's doing it tough. We really do.
Where can people find out more about the campaign and maybe some final words from you, please, Sean?
Yeah, sure. Look, well, you can go to the Mental Health Foundation website. So just bang that in, or you can just search for Meh Time to Me Time. If you jump on our and follow us on, you know, Instagram or Facebook or anything like that, you will find Meh to Me coming through. We're also part of the New Zealand wide campaign Getting Through Together, which is trying to do something quite similar for New Zealand wide. And but you know, Meh to Me is very focused around Auckland, and you know, we're going to up the ante. You know, we know even if we get out of level four at the end of this week, you know, we're still going to have challenges going on for quite some time. So we're going to be there for the community as much as we can.
Chief Executive for the Mental Health Foundation, Sean Robinson. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for your time. Stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you, John.